The ad features a school board member talking about how the governor's policies prevented layoffs. It then cuts to the governor talking right into the camera.
You know, Wisconsin's best days are yet to come. It won't happen overnight, but we are on our way.
The screen fades to black as the words progress yes, recall no appear in white letters. Being the subject of a recall could be a boon for Walker as far as campaign fundraising goes. As long as people are circulating petitions against him, there are no limits to what donors can give. The only catch is that Walker has to spend that money on fighting the recall effort. The governor told reporters yesterday that his pitch to voters would be twofold. He'd question whether they wanted to spend the next 6 to 7 months holding another election, and he'd question the cost of the election itself. But Walker conceded he'd be judged by his performance on the state economy.
I think what I'm doing to help the people of the state create more jobs is ultimately what I'll be judged on, whether it's next year or sometime between now and 2014. And really, to me, no matter what else is going on, it's not going to take our eye off that focus.
Democrats will likely focus on the economy as well, specifically the growing unemployment rate in Wisconsin the latter half of this year. They spent last night waiting in lines at midnight for the chance to be the first to sign Walker recall petitions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.